From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. At least 46 people were killed, 120 others wounded, when bombs ripped through buses carrying Shiite visitors in a neighborhood in Damascus, the capital of Syria.
صار الانفجار الأول. بالانفجار الأول يعني كلاتنا هبينا يعني كمدنيين احنا حملنا حالنا وطلعنا من البيت.
This is Damascus resident and said Syrian security forces arrived at the explosion site soon after the first bombing occurred. He said he was at home and suddenly people ran out of their rooms to assist the victims and the injured Iraqis. It was confirmed that the bombs targeted two buses of Shiite visitors in that area. Most of those killed were Iraqis. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past against Shiite shrines in Syria and neighboring areas. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested on the grounds of the president's official residence in Washington. Secret Service officers arrested that person without incident and identify him as a 26-year-old California resident. President Trump, who was not involved in the incident in any way, said the young man was a troubled person. The man arrested had no criminal record. India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi's party, has won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. He personally led his party's campaign, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters. This is VOA News.